This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are at 7 past the hour, DJV time. D is Doug, J, Jennifer, and then there's V for Victoria. V, V, victory, victory is our cry. And then Kara Schillen, who is actually the person that, the glue that sticks all of this stuff together, makes it work. So if you live in California, there's always something going on. Jennifer is there all the time. I'm there part of the time. The voters who are residents of Santa Clara County are going to decide whether or not to recall the judge who sentenced Brock Turner to 6 months in jail for sexually assaulting that unconscious woman outside the frat party. Remember how the outrage
we
were.
I wish I lived in Santa Clara.
We were.
I'd be running to the polls.
Absentee ballot. Right, exactly.
Yep.
But it's interesting how much steam it takes. And this is sort of what I think is what you take away from this conversation, because the outrage was obvious and appropriate. So then the way to get these... I'm friends with a judge in L.A., and one of the things that she was telling me was how difficult it is. She was appointed by... I don't remember who. She's been on the bench for 30-some-odd years, so she told me who she was appointed by. I don't remember. Anyway... So then she has to run for election. And I guess I didn't realize that was the system, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
You get appointed the first time, and then after that you have to run.
But no one knows who you are. And so
right,
people
nobody knows
will
who
either
you
vote
are.
For you, or it's always confusing. But, yeah, no one ever knows about the judges, which is too bad. But, yes, that's right. They go on the ballot.
So if this guy were on the ballot, would he just get booted that way? How often is the election? How long are the terms for being a judge?
Know what the term is. It's not obviously every 2 years. I think it's a longer term. But I think unless you actually had someone who was willing to put some money into a campaign to go, hey guys, this is the one who did this, I don't know that it would make a difference, because most people just vote for the judges, or they skip it, or they just vote yes because they're usually unopposed on there. So you just kind of confirm or deny. So I don't know if it would make a difference unless you really had someone kind of putting a glaring, you know, pointing light saying, this is the guy who did this and we need to vote against him or vote him out.
Mm-hmm.
I think in this case, that is what's happening. So he might not find himself on the bench anymore.
Well, if they did the work to get 95,000 signatures,
got
to know that there are people really focused on this.
Mm-hmm.
And then if this is successful, can there be a national movement of sorts to get rid of these judges? And there's a statement here to be made. And the statement is, you don't get away with this stuff. The kids that are pulling these stunts, and then the judges who acquiesce because there's pressure from some of their political patrons to not do anything about it. It's just, there's no justice here. And that really, sort of, you dig down deeper into it, and you look at the way judges, that's why I asked what I did, Jennifer, about getting clarification. Judges, electing judges bothers me, and it always has. In Massachusetts, they don't do it that way. They appoint a judge, and the judge is there at the discretion of the governor. And if the governor thinks you're doing a good job, you stay. And then people say, well, there's politics involved.
Mm-hmm.
That really has been one of the places where there hasn't been politics involved, at least in the state of Massachusetts. But these other, electing a judge, what are you... How do you know the judge is qualified? As Jennifer just said, nobody knows who these people are, and you don't know unless you were before them or they're in some big trial, and then you get to know who they are. But jeepers crow, I don't get
this. And the most
system.
Frustrating thing that I found in our last round of elections was I actually tried to look up some of the judges in the area, and half of them, they either don't have a website or there's like no information on them. There's barely any information on the cases that they've done unless they've had a controversial one. And it's like impossible, even if you want to find out information about people, it's like impossible to find anything out.
It is hard. You have to look. I try to research them, too, before I vote on them. And it's tough because you really have to dig around. And typically you rely on voter guides that are put out by political parties, which, again, are, you know, just politically motivated. And it doesn't give you much information.
No, not at all. So anyway, the bottom line here is that hopefully this guy, his name is Aaron Persky. He's the judge being recalled. He could, under the circumstances, he has been a focus of other problems, apparently. And so, I don't know. I just, the whole business of how, and this is why I don't like, I don't know what the perfect system is. I guess that's what I'm fussing around to try to find. I don't know what could be a better system. And I don't like the system that we got. What do they do in other countries? What do they do in England? What do they do in Europe for judges? How
I imagine they have to be appointees, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think there's elections for judges.
No, not over there. I would think you're probably right about that. Okay, in a moment, we've been talking a lot lately about Facebook and Google addicting children to technology. Let's turn that around a little bit and see how we can use technology for friendship at Valentine's Day, especially. Shasta and Nelson joins us right after this. Is negative content on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, negative articles. Happens a lot. It's not fair, not right. You know what you can do? You go to ReputationDefender.com, help you protect your good name. Free consultation at ReputationDefender.com or by calling 855-432-4886. Call right now. Get a free expert reputation analysis. Easy to kill the unfair attacks with their system. Analysis is free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Get rid of the bad stuff and focus on the good stuff so your reputation, your business, your home will be on the right footing. Call now 855-432-4881 or talk to an analyst at reputationdefender.com/Doug. Could your company use a bit of smart marketing? Is it a challenge keeping your social media up to date, or is it time to launch that new ad campaign? Maybe your promotional material needs a facelift. Relax, help's on the way. Go to promarketingsupport.com. That's promarketingsupport.com. Their U.S.-based marketing experts are ready and able to serve as an extension of your own team, whether it's customer newsletters, advertising, sales collateral, latest digital marketing strategies. The pros have it. ProMarketingSupport.com. If you need to outsource a single project or an entire marketing function, go to ProMarketingSupport.com. Check it out. ProMarketingSupport.com. No obligation quote for your next project or long-term goal. See how the pros help you. Help your business grow. ProMarketingSupport.com. That's ProMarketingSupport.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, indeed. 15 past the hour. We all value our time with our friends. Perhaps we're not aware how important these friendships can be in our day-to-day lives and our overall health and well-being. Shasta Nelson is here with us. She's a leading expert on friendship. She has written, I think, is this a book, Shasta? Frentissimi?
Frentimacy, yeah, like friendship
Frentimacy.
Intimacy. You got it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what is, define that for us first, okay?
Yeah, well, I use the word frintimacy to talk about our close friends, so the people that we feel intimate with, but not in a romantic way. So our closest friends.
All right, so this is important at this time of year because a lot of people feel left out when it comes to Valentine's Day. It doesn't have to be necessarily love interest. You can be friends with somebody and want to be in touch with them on Valentine's Day, right?
Absolutely. And actually, this whole month, Facebook is celebrating Friends Day. And so all the way up until Valentine's, we can give awards to our friends. So it's a great opportunity to not only focus on the romantic intimacy that we all kind of think we want, but it's our friendship relationships that actually score higher and more important to our health. So being able to give those awards and express our gratitude to our closest friends is so significant this time of year.
So you came up with that phrase or that word, right?
I did, because every time I kept using the word intimacy, everybody kept thinking sex, and I was like, no, we need more intimacy than sex. And so really recognizing that our closest friends are one of the most important parts of our health and well-being is so important for all of us to keep remembering that those relationships matter so much.
Well, you run a company called GirlfriendCircles.com. So when you see that, the assumption that some might make is that this is more for women than it is for men.
Well, that particular company most definitely is for women, but friendship is a issue that every human being needs, and that's one of the things that I love about Facebook is it's an opportunity for people of all ages and every, you know, no matter the gender, to come on and to celebrate our relationships and to express that appreciation, to give our thumbs up, to cheer for our friends, to post those photos. All of those are things that we definitely end up feeling closer to those people for having done.
You know, one of the fascinating things about this, because Facebook Friends Day was a couple of days ago, and I noted that there were 750 million people who connected with new friendships. I have, when I first started, I think I have 1,100 friends on my Facebook page. And it's interesting how the connections are made and how many people you really don't connect with even though you're connected.
That's so true, and that 750 million is friendships every single day on Facebook, which is mind-boggling because that's a daily thing. And I think what's really nice about what they're doing with Friends Day is putting the emphasis on our closer friends, recognizing that that's really where our health and well-being emphasis comes from. So being able to say to somebody, thanks for always having my back, or giving them the big-hearted award is a fun way to really celebrate the people we do know, not the 1,100 that we don't know, but the ones that we actually really do know. So we can go out to facebook.com/Friends Day and still give those awards out all the way up till Valentine's.
All right, so how do we celebrate in general? How do you take your friends seriously? I want to get into the head of Shasta Nelson and how she takes to heart her own advice.
Absolutely. I did go give awards on Sunday, and it was really fun to receive awards and to give awards. But more specifically, what that shows and why that's important is because it's us affirming our friends and at the foundation of every healthy friendship. So there's three requirements to a healthy friendship, and positivity is the first one. And that's the foundation of every friendship. And so positivity means at the end of the day, none of us want friends where we feel bad, where we wonder if they like us, where it brings up our insecurities. At the end of the day, we want to feel good. So anytime we are, you know, receiving or giving gratitude, affirmation, love, anything that helps us end up feeling good. So specific affirmation, I think, is always more important. I'm really a big fan of being somebody who's cheerleading for friends, who's specifically telling them what they've done in the last year for us. And I would say for those of us who have had a tough year and, you know, you've had some big struggles, it's even more important to kind of look back and to say to a friend, thank you so much for supporting me in that way. And kind of giving that gratitude really rebalances the relationship.
Yeah. You're using those words that are right up my alley. I happen to believe the spiritual connection that we have with people sometimes is expressed differently. But affirmation and gratitude, thank you for your friendship. I know you were, I'm thinking about a great friend of mine that I went to college with who calls me often, and we talk just about silly things that are important to us today as we get ready for our college reunion. So, yeah, I get it. So if you want to get more info on how this all works, go to facebook.com/Friends Day. Facebook.com/Friends Day. Good to have you here, Shasta. Thank you. Shasta Nelson at 21 after the hour on the DJB show.
Here. hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, 23 after the hour now, DJ D Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. This is going to knock your socks off.
I'm not wearing socks.
Okay, well, put some on so we can knock them off.
All right, here we go.
The story of Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando being lovers has surfaced. Quincy Jones seems to be yakking a lot this week. Mm-hmm. And one of the stories that he's talking about in this interview that was given to Vulture, and I don't even know how they get to this, but he was talking about Marlon Brando, what a charming fellow he was, and how he'd duck anything. he'd do a mailbox if he could. Anyway, Jennifer Lee, who was married to Pryor in the early 80s, and then again about 20 years later till he died, confirmed that it was true. He had no shame. Apparently, Pryor was somebody who was pretty prolific as well. He had a real bad drug habit. Man, did he have a bad habit.
It was the 70s, I think, wasn't it? Wasn't that what
was Brando on drugs, too? Did he have a problem with drugs? That way he got so fat?
Maybe.
At the end of his life?
I don't know anything about him, really, but maybe.
Marlon Brando? You don't know anything about Marlon?
I don't know anything about him personally. I know who he is, but I don't know about his personal life.
I think there was it was always rumored he was bisexual. I think that was from early on in his career.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando lovers. That's, man, what a, oof.
It's the combo. It's an unlikely duo,
Right. Okay, hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. 25 after the hour. Vince Gill in the musical news here is every hour at this point of the program in this part of the hour. We have some musical focus. So Vince Gill unveiling an emotional Me Too song. He joined a dozen of his Universal Music Group label mates performing at Ryman Auditorium the other day for the country radio seminar. It's big every year. The people that run country radio stations go to Nashville. I remember going there one year myself. I've forgotten why I went, but I was there. And this is a song called Forever Changed, which tells the story of a sexual assault from a female perspective. Yet, as Gil told the audience in the introduction, the song was informed by his own experience in middle school. So, what happened to him, his personal experience in middle school? Is that clear by listening to the song? He said he was in the seventh grade, a dumb kid. I had a gym teacher that acted inappropriately toward me, and I was trying to do things that I didn't know what the heck was going on. I just jumped up and I ran. I don't know why. I don't think I ever told anybody my whole life. Even what's been going on has been giving me a bit of courage to speak up. So this is not the kind of a story you'd expect to hear from Vince Gill, is it?
No, but I love it. But that's the beauty of the Me Too movement, is that it is inspiring a lot of people and giving them courage for the first time, maybe, to talk about an incident like this,
mm-hmm.
which is great. And for men, too, to also talk
men
about.
Have had experiences.
Of course, listen. Yeah.
All right, listen to this for a second. Let's see if we can get the gist of it. Timing.
Whether you're a stranger or flesh and blood.
So this was recorded by somebody in the audience, obviously.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he hasn't released it as a single or anything yet.
You can beg for mercy, but the truth remains.
Yeah. This is how Vince Gill is being sort of a tough guy.
She's no.
Not necessarily a tough guy.
Great. I think of him as very sensitive.
Yeah, I think he does a lot of ballads. He's not one of those bro country types. I think he's definitely kind of dialed in.
So, when is this going to be released? It doesn't seem to be clear when this song, Forever Change, will be released.
I don't know if he knows what he's going to do with it yet.
Certainly is appropriate for all the discussion going on right now. Okay, Vince Gill. So, Forever Change is the song. 28 after the hour here.
She's forever.
In today's automotive news, inside sources are telling us that Nissan is developing a new Z car. Previous reports had suggested that Nissan will be moving away from the Z car, but executives say a new one is coming. The sports car segment is shrinking, and companies like Nissan are all about sensible choices, but they're working hard to justify bringing in a new Z car to the market. The car has been an icon of the brand for close to 50 years, and it potentially may have an electric powertrain. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
MyPillow.com is bringing back their best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow and get one free. If you're struggling to get a good night's rest, if you toss around all night long, find yourself with a MyPillow, and the stuffing and the piling in your pillow will go away because MyPillow stays cool and in place. You adjust it when you go to sleep, and it stays there all night long, giving your head and your neck full support. It's like no other pillow. You fall asleep better, you stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and pay for one MyPillow, a premium pillow, and get a free premium pillow with the deal. So you buy one at the regular price, get one free, two for the price of one, and enjoy that 60-day money-back guarantee. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Minutes after the hour. I don't know whether that makes it onto the podcast. You could probably leave that
off,
Kara.
Probably not.
Some things have to remain secret.
Yes, we do have, however, some really great things. This is the DJV show. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Kara Shinlin's at the controls. Victoria Keelan is giving me advice.
I don't know if it's advice so much as just making declarative statements.
Yes, I know that, right. But so we put some of the things off air together with some of the best moments on the air in our weekly podcast, which you can download at djvshow.com, the podcast every week. I've noticed a couple thousand people seem to be interested in that, so help yourself. The more the merrier, as we say. The podcast is at djvshow.com. All right, so let's see what's going on in the... this stuff, I said to the ladies and viewers ago, wait to hear this story. I don't know whether it comes from the Dumb and Dumber department. There's a story floating around yesterday when I was... Where was I yesterday at this time? I was in Orlando yesterday. Now, local Orlando, I think it's called the Sentinel, had a story about a somehow or other, and I don't know that it was local, because I don't know what events were going on there, but it's not important to the story. The story is some guy in a Washington Redskins shirt meets a guy wearing an Indians cap and they have a fist fight. And nobody, you know, the whole business about what's politically correct, and the Indians are now talking about changing, or I guess it's the logo, not their name, right? They're going to keep the name, but they're going to change the logo.
Right.
From the red-faced Indian. Isn't that what's going on?
Chief Wahoo was his name.
Chief Wahoo, that's right.
Yeah, they're going to retire him, although they're still going to sell merchandise, but the players won't be wearing him.
And there has been going on for as long as I can remember, certainly the last 10, 12 years, Kara, in Washington, this whole thing about the Redskins and whether or not they change their name and their logo, and the fight goes on.
Maybe the Redskins should change their name just so they can get some better karma and become a better team, because they don't seem to be doing so hot.
Yeah.
Well, that's another year, Kara, another opportunity.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm talking to one of my friends who's on the city council in my hometown of Framingham yesterday, and he tells me about on Tuesday night there was a proposal presented to change the name of one of the roads in Framingham. The road is Indian Head Road. And apparently there was some study done by one of the high school students who came to the city council with the study, the results of the study among high school students. Do they think the name of Indian Head Road is appropriate? And so they had this discussion at city council, and a proposal was made to study it. It's going to go to a study committee. Do we change the name of Indian Head Road to something else, and I forget what, it was Algonquin, because the Algonquin Indians were big in Framingham. So let's change the name of Indian Head Road to the Algonquin. Well, It turns out, if you really know the story, and this is how these politically correct things gain momentum and people don't really know what the story is, Indian Head Road in Framingham was named because it's a hill, it's a road that goes up a hill and down a hill, and it's Indian Head Hill. And the reason it's Indian Head Hill is because it was at one time an encampment for the Algonquins. There were a lot of Indians on my farm in Framingham. There was a whole tribe of Indians that lived there for a long, long time. So anyway, this is not negative. There's nothing about Indian Head Road. It just denotes where their encampment was, the Algonquins on the top of the hill. But yet, because it has the word Indian in it, the kids get all worked up about, yeah, that's not right. We shouldn't have anything named after Indians. What do you mean? Why? What's wrong? And so this is where these things get started. And I think the reason I'm telling you the story in part is because it's so silly. But the other side of it is that these kinds of things gain momentum without people thinking about it. There's so much stuff that's done in the name of political correctness. I mean, think about even at your age, ladies, the things that cannot be done now that might have been acceptable or doable when you were younger 10 years ago or 15 years ago. There's a whole laundry list. I know in my life there are things, and we kind of talk about this, we laugh about it, things that we can't say anymore on the air, or you can't, for example, you never hear Michael Lindsay, who was the lead singer of Paul Revere and the Raiders, do a song called Indian Reservation anymore. He wouldn't do that.
Who's this band?
Paul Revere and the Raiders. See if you can find the song, Carol, will you? Indian Reservation.
Tim McGraw used to do a song called Indian Outlaw, and then for a while he made it disappear, but now it's back, which I love.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm an Indian outlaw. Mm-mm-mm. We can find that one. That's probably easier than Paul Revere and the...
I know, right? I was like, wait, first of all, who's rushing the stage for Paul Revere and the Raiders?
Paul Revere, his name is... what the heck is his real name? I can't remember what his real name is. But he used to... His shtick was, in the 60s, he wore a Paul Revere costume on the stage.
Wow.
He had a tripod hat, and he had the outfit that might have been something that Paul Revere would have worn. All right, what'd you find, Kara? Yeah, there it is. Crank it up. Kara, you're going to love this.
This is a really dramatic song.
Yeah.
Wow. Our ways of life.
Listen to the lyrics. It gets better.
I'm sure it does.
Can't go anywhere else.
The tomahawk and the boy. You just stepped on the line. Keep going.
Oh, okay. Darn it.
It's a protest song. On top their English
to our young. Is this guy of Native American American descent?
Yeah. Not at all. It's as white as I am.
And all the beats we made by hand.
This was the number one song for about 2 weeks.
Made in Japan.
So when you were grooving around in your car, did you go, why did you do that and get all into this song? I feel like you did.
Cherokee people.
I got news for you.
Cherokee tribe.
Yeah.
This is the song that Tim McGraw samples in Indianapolis.
Really?
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Here we go, kids. Lock and load.
All right.
You learn something
all right,
new every day.
Let's keep moving here.
Yep, Cherokee.
All right, I got something else for you. Here's a the wife of a dead motorist is suing a Tennessee sheriff for excessive force after body camera footage catches the sheriff telling his officers he'd rather they shoot the suspect than risk damage to their patrol cars. Hmm. And so when they tried to hide this. And I don't know what it says about Tennessee. You make up your own mind. You know, these stories about what goes on in the South. There's a chuckle. But the video, which is now on television in this area of Tennessee, was yesterday or the day before. They're chasing this guy around, and he's trying to outrun the police. So they were going to sort of block off the road to keep him from escaping in the car that he was driving. They were chasing him. He went through a red light. I mean, something stupid. So the sheriff comes on to the two-way radio, and then but he's standing in by his car, and they got video of this. He said to the deputies, "Don't ram him. Shoot him instead." And then there's some things I can't say on the radio. I don't want him to duck up my cars.
Oh, God.
So, these people, where do they come from? I think I've told enough of that story. In People News, The Rock has opened up about his mother's suicide attempt. This really surprised me when I saw this. How about you ladies for the first time?
Yeah, I didn't know anything about this.
Mental health? No, I didn't either. He shared a photo from the set of his show Ballers. He's holding a beer and toasting to his character's brother at his grave after his brother committed suicide. And then he wrote, quote, "Not your typical scene. Got me thinking, though, about how many of us have been affected by suicide of our friends and family. Struggle and pain is real. We've all been there at some level." And then he opened about his mother, whose own suicide attempt, and apparently he was only 15 when she tried to. She got out of the car on the interstate in Nashville, walked into the oncoming traffic. Big rigs, cars swerving out of the way, not to hit her. "I grabbed her and pulled her back on the shoulder of the road," he said. "What's crazy about that suicide attempt is to this day she has no recollection of it at all." Can you imagine?
Wow.
But what will this do? Suicide is another one of these things that people don't want to talk about. You never hear ministers talking about it in church or in any lessons in school. This is... And it brings us around to understanding or to trying to deal with how immature we are when it comes to teaching. We don't want to talk about this in our society. It's like sex. We don't want to talk about sex in our society either. Suicide is the number one way people die in England. Did you know that? When they get to a point and they do it not because they're despondent. They just don't want to suffer through. I had a very, very close
work.
Family.
Sorry.
Friend, what'd you say?
They don't want to suffer through the dental work.
So much for a serious conversation here.
Like, can't do it.
Jennifer and her black humor. All right, so I don't know if I'm going to get much further with that. I suppose
no, but I did read a story yesterday, speaking, and I shouldn't laugh, but sometimes she's got to lighten it up a little bit. But when Robin Williams killed himself, there was an uptick in the number of suicides.
I saw that.
Did you see that story yesterday?
I didn't read beyond the headline, but I thought that was so weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about it for a second.
Popular. I actually have a hard time with it, because I think in my mind I understand that, in my heart I still feel, because I believe in God, that God has a plan for all of us, and that all of our lives have value up until they don't, until it's our time to go.
Maybe that's part of a plan, though, Jennifer. You don't
know. Yeah, that's a fair statement. It's just, you know, to say that you can predict the outcome of your life, the one thing that we know is that there is so much uncertainty in life, and things go up and down, and boy, when people make that decision because they think they know what the outcome of their life and their destiny is going to be, and they don't want to see it, I think that's really sad, because you never know. You just don't know. Some people can think they know, and they don't. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours. Just for the asking, 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now, 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. DJV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt,
Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It is actually 7 before the hour, 53 after the hour. Turn it around for interpretive purposes. It's Tech Talk time. And I are going to go through, well, most of the heavy lifting is done by Victoria. Nobody has any preconceived notions. I'm going to be the expert when it comes to technology. There's an interesting new ESPN streaming service that's being announced. And then children and your smart TV, I think there's a connection here. Well, we'll get to it in a moment. In the meantime, Valentine's Day just around the corner. Love is in the air for so many people, as we were talking about, but not everybody makes a connection during this next week. This is considered the year's most romantic holiday. Andy Solomon is going to explain what the AARP Foundation is doing to help those who are going to feel, or maybe do in reality, feel kind of isolated at this time of year.
Although few people feel lonely themselves when they think about Valentine's Day, nearly half have worried about a loved one feeling lonely on the holiday. Lisa Marsh Ryerson, president of AARP Foundation, shares the results of a recent survey.
82% of those surveyed would rather spend Valentine's Day with someone than alone, and rather than receiving gifts, 63% said spending time with loved ones, be it romantic or family, is the most meaningful way to celebrate.
Non-married adults who are not in a romantic relationship were more likely to feel lonely when thinking about Valentine's Day. Adults 50 and over were nearly twice as likely to report this status.
Social isolation and loneliness are serious problems for older adults. That's why AARP Foundation launched ConnectToAffect.org, a website to help older adults connect to each other and resources in their communities. Visit the site to take our isolation assessment for yourself or for a loved one.
For more, go to Connect2Affect.org.
The Geek Out. Apple's delayed wireless speaker, the HomePod, is finally here. It's clear Apple is not aiming directly at Amazon or Google's audio products because those are considerably less expensive and focus more on the functionality of voice commands and the utility that brings. Apple seems to be more looking towards Sonos, the long-standing leader in wireless speakers with a respectable level of audio quality and performance. Apple has stuffed the HomePod with a complex set of computing power and 8 different speakers encased inside its cylindrical form. Now, the HomePod is selling for $350, and you'll have to decide to make the call if that sounds good to you. You can find reviews and details about the Apple HomePod wireless speaker at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, let's get out of Victoria. Smart TV may be being hacked. Is it because of Netflix and all the other, the YouTube, the streaming devices themselves? Are they the thing that's vulnerable,
or is
your TV?
No, it's the TV. It's the smart TV itself. Consumer Reports just did a whole big study on the 5 most popular U.S. smart TVs, Samsung, LG, Sony, TCL, and Vizio, and they found lots of problems. And basically, the crux of it is your smart TV, because it's a smart TV, knows what you're watching. Way more accurate than Nielsen or any of the other rating systems, and your smart TV wants to adjust. So if you're watching a certain show, then let's say you're watching This Is Us on NBC. Once your smart TV knows that you have that set on your DVR, whether it's through Netflix or however you watch it, your smart TV will then pop up with different advertising, and when you log on to your Wi-Fi network in your house, then you'll start randomly seeing ads for This Is Us. And that's not just a coincidence. That's your smart TV telling the network what you're watching, and then they can market it towards their audience. So the problem is, with all that technology, there are huge security gaps. And so the Consumer Reports found that Roku and Samsung were actually the 2 most vulnerable TVs. And the way to get around it is you have to go into the settings and you can turn off the automatic content recognition, which is the smart aspect. It's the brain of your TV. The other thing you can do, you can shut off your Wi-Fi, but that's just stupid if you're trying to stream, because that doesn't work. And you could also have a dumb TV. If you want to go back to that, you could always just go back to a regular dumb TV and have a set-top box, which won't be able to track you as much. But
I'm opting for the dumb TV.
Yeah, I figured. But it's not great, and this is the type of thing, you know, there is an invasion of privacy here, and if you're okay with that, most people don't seem to care. But if you really are concerned about being hacked, you should definitely change those settings on your smart TV.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we got a minute for the new ESPN streaming service
streaming.
Disney's launching.
Disney is launching ESPN streaming service, $5 a month. However, the critics say it doesn't actually give you ESPN TV content. So what's it going to give you? We don't know.
Take you $5 less.
$5 a month.
Cost you $5 to get in the hole, $59 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.